should we move on to Ross Durand and his song Don't Blink?
Now you turn 13, 14, 15, 16. I can't tell you anything. Well, I can say it, but you won't hear it. I guess you think I'm just muttering. You remember when life was simple. Wish you knew it's simple still. Can't wait to see who you're becoming, like I know I will. So I don't blink, 'cause every little bit counts. I take it all in and let it sink in large and small amounts. Now you're 17, 18, 19, 20, out in the world you go. You don't look back, but I can't stop watching. Life ain't simple, don't you know? And I don't blink, 'cause every little bit counts. I take it all in and let it sink in large and small amounts, but who's counting?
This is a lovely song. You know, it's very sappy. It's very, very sappy, but it's still lovely. You know, if Jerkatorium was doing this song, I would have picked a better fake string section, and I would have saved the strings to come in at the chorus instead of where they come in during one of the verses. And we probably would have cut the whistling, but, you know, these are all very, very minor and petty sort of nits to pick. So it's still a lovely, beautiful, sappy song. But yeah, different strings, cut the whistling, add a clav and an arpeggiator, and you're all set.
I would be arguing with you, Ryan. My notes say that the strings are beautiful, and I like the glockenspiel, and the whistling solo is perfect. So,
well, you're often wrong.
Yes, but never in doubt. But yeah, this is really well done, and it will probably kill with the judges who have kids and who can relate to the sort of Harry Chapin kind of vibe that it's got going on here. The counting is really well done. And, you know, I don't have kids, but I really don't typically go for sentimental songs, but I still like this. And if it worked reasonably well on me, who's kind of jaded, I think it's going to kill with some judges.
Yeah, Ross hit this one out of the park, yeah. He knows how to do a tearjerker of a song, and he plays with everybody's emotions. And he was running on all cylinders for this one. Great guitar picking. And he's got a voice that's rough and vulnerable at the same time, which is really hard to get because you want him to back you up at a fight, but also he'll shed a tear if there's a baby bird. It's really hard to get both of those at the same time. This is one of my top songs, and just Ross has a interesting way of how he puts things together, and it's just enjoyable listening to these songs.